Anna ran and answered the door. It was Ben.
What are you doing?
He asked.
Nothing,
said Anna.
I want to go outside, but it's raining. Aunt Beth is out and Leo is doing his homework.
Leo looked up.
I always do homework on Saturdays,
he said.
You know that. Anyway, at school, we are studying a play by Shakespeare. It's interesting.
Anna and Ben put the radio on and started to play a board game. Soon they were laughing loudly. Leo got up.
What are you doing?
Asked Anna.
I never work with music on,
said Leo.
I'm going to another room.
He went to Aunt Beth's study. It was quiet in there, but there was nowhere to work. Then Leo noticed something.
The door to Aunt Beth's special collection is usually shut,
thought Leo.
But today, the key is in the door.
He stepped through the door, but there wasn't a desk or chair in there. There wasn't a room. Leo looked up and saw the moon in a dark sky.
What's happening?
He thought.
It isn't raining now, and it's night.
He looked behind him. The door back to Aunt Beth's study was still there. But now he was in a huge garden outside a beautiful old mansion. A teenage girl stood on a balcony at the back of the mansion.
Who is she?
Wondered Leo.
And who is she talking to?
Then Leo noticed a young man in the garden.
You're in terrible danger,
said the girl on the balcony.
You're a Montague, and my family hates all Montagues.
I don't care,
answered the young man.
I love you, Juliet.
Leo's mouth fell open in surprise. Juliet?
Oh, Romeo,
said the young woman. Romeo?
I don't believe it.
Leo looked down at the book in his hand. It was Romeo and Juliet by William Shakespeare. But now he was inside the story of Romeo and Juliet.